Massachusetts.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. She wants to know if she's the jerk for kicking out her 73-year-old mother-in-law. Get ready to get triggered, married people.
I'm listening. What's
all
up?
Right. She says, Allie and DZ, I have a decent relationship with my mother-in-law compared to a lot of the horror stories I hear from friends. Mm. She's actually quite sweet and warm. She is, however, a little overprotective,
I'm
not sure of the exact word, but she has very strong ideas about things and no sense of boundaries. For example, she stays at our house, takes over the kitchen completely, insists on cooking, and she cooks wonderfully, but she won't let me help her. She puts everything away in the wrong places and then insists her way is more logical. She really only comes for the holidays, though, and I do like her a lot. I don't mind putting up with some of these mild annoyances.
Sure.
Fast forward, I'm pregnant with our little girl who's born soon. When my mother-in-law heard, she was excited. Said she'd come help us get ready. She offered to stay for the next 6 months. Because my husband and I both work long hours, and so it seemed like it'd be a great idea. She arrived a few days ago, set herself up, but then she started with the cleaning.
Taking over.
I like collecting things from garage sales and such. My mother-in-law, on the other hand, likes everything surgically clean. Yesterday, I came home to find she had gone through the cabinets and cleared out everything she considered junk and apparently made several trips to Goodwill before I got home. So I was really angry.
Oh, she took your stuff.
Then she took the next huge bag of stuff and was about to walk out the door. I lost it, told her to get out. She was shocked that I was serious, and she said she doesn't have anywhere to go. So I booked her a hotel and called an Uber. It was 9:30 at night. My husband came home, told him what happened. He was furious. He says I disrespected his mom and was ungrateful.
I mean, a little bit.
And I say she disrespected my stuff and was ungrateful also, in my house. So am I the jerk for kicking my 73-year-old mother-in-law out? I mean, she threw a bunch of her... go to somebody's house and throw your stuff out? Who does that? I mean,
big ups for her to be moving so much and so active at 73.
I mean, my mom played tennis every day until you can do it. So you can be really active in your 70s.
No, yeah, that's wild,
though. Be surprised.
To kick your mother-in-law out
the president's 8,900.
And the last 9:30 one was, too. At night? That's true.
8,900.
Listen, we see what some of these ages look like nowadays.
So, you know. I mean, is she the jerk, though, for kicking out her mother-in-law who threw out her stuff? Mother-in-law came to help, but then the mother-in-law threw out her stuff. This is where it gets icky.
I think she overreacted a little bit, man. Mm-hmm. She didn't have anything to say to the
husband. The mom throwing out everyone's stuff without asking, or the one sending her to the hotel? They both sound wild.
The one telling her to get out. The daughter that's pregnant, or the daughter-in-law that's pregnant, because at the end of the day, that's not your mother.
And it's not your stuff, though.
Yeah, no, it's not her stuff, and she is who she is, and unfortunately, we know our in-laws.
Somebody texted in, my jaw dropped, this is wild, right?
Bruh. I don't know, man.
Oh, all right.
This is hard.
This one's hard because I get both sides.
Both sides, 100%. I would have been furious.
Actually, I don't get the mother-in-law side. I would have sent the mother-in-law to a hotel. I just feel bad because she's 73. That's where it gets weird.
She's decluttering.
That's what might make her the jerk, see?
She's helping y'all declutter.
414-533-1037. Don't forget the president's coming in today. I was making fun of everybody in their 80s who's still working in politics, okay? All right, we're going to take your calls next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Somebody texted in, she's got to go. Just not at 9:30 at night. Listen, but that's the thing that happened at 9:30 at night. So that's what we're talking about.
They're good. We'll be open so late.
Yeah. Natalie's in her scene. We're talking about for Am I the Jerk. The letter we got was about how she loves her mother-in-law, but her mother-in-law came to help with their baby and went through all her garage sale items and what she considered junk and threw it all out. So she kicked her mother-in-law at 9:30 at night and sent her to a hotel.
She said, I booked you a room and I got you an Uber. Bye. We'll see you in the morning.
But hey, you know who's really mad? The girl that lost all her garage sale stuff.
And she's also pregnant, too. Like, she's going through a lot of hormones. Yeah, man, you're messing with somebody's stuff and in their home.
This is when you try to help and you just make it worse.
Mm-hmm.
Natalie's in Racine, though. Natalie, good morning. She says she's going through it.
Good morning.
Hi. What do you think? Jerk or not the jerk? For kicking her mother-in-law out.
Oof. She is not the jerk. Not the jerk at all. Oh. I live with my mother-in-law right now. We live with her because we're renovating.
Okay.
And I'm about to lose my mind. So I feel very strongly about this. The fact that she threw out her things, that she had absolutely no idea what these things, how these things meant to her.
Yeah, that's weird.
Is beyond.
It's a little controlling
too much.
On the mother-in-law's
you
end.
You don't go into somebody's house and throw out their stuff. It's just strange.
Never.
Yeah. And never. If you're
and
thinking,
for her
you
husband,
ask.
For her husband to say that was disrespectful, I would be pretty upset. Yeah. So I mean, feel for her. She's definitely not the jerk.
Oh, you think that triggered you too, that the husband didn't stick up for her? Is that what made you upset?
I mean, he's in such a tough place though, because that's his mother.
It's putting him between his mom and his wife. What a nightmare.
Right.
But
well,
that's
I'd have to ask, would she do that to her mother? Would she kick her mother out in that same time
frame? If my mom threw my stuff out, I would.
You would? Okay, as long as we're keeping
it equal. My mom wouldn't do that though. This is crazy, man. People coming in throwing out your stuff like they live there. That's crazy.
Nah, I'd be a problem.
That's strange.
Yeah. If my husband wasn't so supportive over how I felt with the issues between living with his mom, I don't think I'd still be there. If I stick around because my husband is supportive. So I
go.
Feel for her.
Well, you have your teammates. You
Natalie
know?
Said I'm going through it right now, boy. Hopefully that hopefully that renovation finishes up soon for you guys, all right? Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Hopefully. We're hoping.
Fingers crossed. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye, Natalie.
All right. Bye. Thank you.
Don't kick your mother-in-law out, whatever you do.
Do
on your,
not.
When you lose it.
It's kind of her house anyway.
Yeah.
So
Danielle and Ari, they're in Cudahy. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Morning.
What are we going to say? Is she a jerk or not the jerk for kicking her?
Not the jerk.
Oh.
Dang. Ari said not the jerk.
Okay. Go on.
So we do not think that she's the jerk because, like Natalie said, this is her hard-earned money, and the mother-in-law should not have thrown away the stuff, you know, out the door.
Clearly.
We don't know the situation that, you know, if they're trying to help her out and then she goes and does this, like, that's just not okay.
Right,
and more supportive, and yes, like at 9:30 at night, but I mean, she's pregnant and her hormones are all going, and I don't know, I probably would have did the same thing.
You do got to treat her a little bit differently, a little bit more special because she is pregnant and going through it. I do feel that.
Yeah.
I feel that for sure. But 9:30 at night, your mother-in-law,
well,
you're not going to feel bad about that in the morning?
You shouldn't have thrown my stuff out.
Ooh.
Maybe the next day I would have felt bad, but at that moment, no.
Danielle said, no, not then and there. Maybe when I woke up after a night's rest.
Right. You got to stand up for yourself. Tell people what you want.
Hey,
even if it's your mother-in-law.
Facts. You do got to tell people. And hey, listen, I'd eat my own words on that when you are right. 100%.
That's what Deezy's words were. All right, so you say not the jerk. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you. Have a
You too.
Oh my goodness. Bye. All right. Miriam's in Milwaukee. Miriam said, I finally got through.
Yeah, you did, Miriam.
Hey, welcome to the
Hi.
Show. Hi, you made it.
Hi. So I'm a little bit torn because on one hand, I feel like the pregnant lady, I forgot what her name is, she could have been a little more sensitive. She doesn't write in the email that she, like, talk to her mother-in-law, you know, about like expectations or how she could help her. But at the same time, her mother-in-law's a guest, and I understand she's trying to be helpful, but at the end of the day, she's a guest. And
right.
So she needs to be respectful of that. Do I feel like kicking her out at 9:30 at night? I don't know, but I don't think she's a jerk for kicking her out because she's a guest and she was not respecting that. She should be asking, how can I help? What can I do? Is this helpful? But she wasn't.
Do you want to get rid of these things? And the answer is no.
Yeah.
I hear it.
Yeah, it's just crazy to get rid of someone's stuff. I can't leave that point alone. I just picture walking into someone's house and throwing their stuff out and being like, who does that?
We got you a new couch because we didn't like your old one, we changed the whole feng shui of your home.
I suppose I might do that to my children, but when they're adults, if you're still doing that, it's now their wife.
Into adulthood, especially when they're in their own home
but
now.
You think you're entitled because it's your kid.
It's
and
your
then
kid.
It's your kid's
wife. I'm also confused. I'm also confused how the mother-in-law didn't have anywhere to go. Like, did she rent out her house to someone else for 6 months?
No, she came to visit for six months to help them with the baby.
Oh, so it was out of town. Okay, so she had, like, flown there. Okay,
there you go.
Yes, correct. Correct.
So, is it a sweep, not the jerk at the same time?
It's a sweep, not the jerk for kicking your 73-year-old mother-in-law out.
Hey, yo. Wow. Well, all right, Mira. Savages. We appreciate your call. Glad you got through today. Have a good day.
Have a good day.
The real savage is the 73-year-old mother-in-law who threw all the stuff out. And I always look at old people when they're angry or not nice, and I go, you were young like us once, and you were just like us.
You knew exactly what we're going through.
I don't even feel bad for you because you're old. You were just like me one day.
You were just like me. And they seem to have forgotten that, huh?
They know what's going on.
Quote, unquote, forgotten that.
When we treat old people like children, it's like, come on, they've lived more life than you.
Of course.
So what are we treating?
why are we babying them?
Unless they're going through, like, dementia or they're, you know, at the very old age.
Different. That's different.
But when you're just dealing with an old person who's
not senile, just
no,
just seen something.
Old.
Not senile, just seen something, bro.
I'm telling you,
dog.
Not
let's
the
go.
Jerk.